Holy Culture Radio.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
what in the ham sandwich?
We sorry in advance, yo. Let y'all know. Don't take it personal. It just pissed me.
This is what I want to say to them. Yeah. They gave me a new era type fit.
There you go.
Not that old flex fit. You know what I'm saying?
One size fit all fit.
And the shorty go up to the altar doing the huck a buck. But it looked more like a Poland lap dance.
There you go.
She might be a church sniper.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Don't jaw me to death.
Don't jaw me.
We praying for you, B.
We praying for you.
But you dead wrong, man.
You dead wrong.
We don't shoot no hot ones on the show.
Nah.
We got to call a spade, man.
Yeah.
What in the ham sandwich?
Yo, what's up?
Really good. It's really good.
What's going on? The ham sandwich show.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Coming on. It's about the radio and the hits. About world life. Yeah, what you gonna do? What the church is gonna do? They acting crazy, don't know what they gonna do. They giving all that money and not paying their rent and bills. They get put out on the street. They live in their Mercedes Benz. They eat a 7-Eleven, 99-cent Big Bite. And some chips and a Slurpee because they gave the money to the rent man, which is Bishop Bill. Bill got all that money living on a home or farm. He got a big mansion and he laughing at his say because he took all that money and hauled.
What in the ham sandwich? Yo.
This the ham sandwich show. We're going to act foolish. So don't get offended when we talk about how stupid.
Yo, this is the What in the Ham Sandwich Show. It's your boy, Sean Slaughter, chilling with your man, St. Nick.
What's up?
Now, I mean, a.k.a. Cook Dog.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you guys are aware of it, but there's a scripture in the Bible. And the scripture's in Matthew 12:21. And it's also in Mark 14:64. And the scripture talks about basically blaspheming against the Spirit.
Right.
That we know as the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And how this is a sin that cannot be forgiven.
For sure.
Alright, it's unforgivable. You know what I'm saying? Is the way that we read it. And so there's these cats. Right? And they call themselves the Rapid Response Squad.
Right.
Okay. Excuse me, the Rational Response Squad.
Okay.
And basically what has happened is, now you're not going to believe this. It's, the website is okay. Now, Cook, I'm gonna read these instructions, all right?
All right.
These are the instructions for the blasphemy challenge.
Okay.
This is unbelievable.
Unpredictable.
You know what I'm saying? It says, the instructions are, you may damn yourself to hell however you would like. But somewhere in your video, you must say this phrase, I deny the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
Why? Because according to Mark 3:29 in the Holy Bible, whoever blasphemies against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. He is guilty of an eternal sin. Jesus will forgive you for just about anything, but he won't forgive you for denying the existence of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Ever. This is a one-way road you're taking here. Once you have shot your blasphemous video, just follow these two easy steps. He gives steps, and that's the end of the quote. And I kind of read that, Joe, son. I was floored.
Well, you told me I was galored.
I was shocked, yo.
Me
you
know too, what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? That evil has come so far,
right,
that cats would willingly put up a website to go to hell.
That's crazy, man.
So You know what I'm saying? They have a couple of videos on here, and I see five videos, right?
Right.
Now, under the videos, it says The Damned, okay? I click the link.
Not Hoover Dam.
Not Hoover Dam.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I click the link that says See All Responses, and there are over 1,195 responses. Videos of people condemning themselves to hell.
That's crazy. So we already know that over 1,000 going to hell.
Nah, man, you might as well just go ahead and put some Gasoline in your drawers right now, son. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You might as well go ahead and buy your hand basket.
I ain't lying.
Right now. Like they say, you're going to hell in the hand basket.
Whoa. Pow. Hey. Woo. Ham. Ham. Sandwich. Yeah. Show. Soda. Woo. It's time to get crunk. But show.
Cook dog. Jones law. Send me right.
Huh. I'll go, send me, let me go, send me,
yo, send me, I'll go, son, understand I flow, son, it's your slaughter off the top, don't you know, son, me and Lecrae riding a beat like trucks, understand we coming through, and we make some $1 million, but forget about the money, man, it's all about Jesus, all up in his word as I'm studying the thesis, me and Cook Dog on the track as we spit right, it's the ham sandwich show, turn it up and get right, cracking open the word like a Sprite can of soda,
yeah.
I told you, it's the Christian soldier, we'll fold you like coffee, yo, please get up off me, what you gonna do, we hard for God, not a softy, send me, and I'll go for show.
I'm gonna knock you out like it's like the King Cole. I play the drums on the drummer beat board. When I'm in the show, everybody jump up and the lead the go. Don't you know I'm the man of the hour? I like Jesus Christ because he is my provider. So it's time to get ready for the damn show. Cook Dog, AKA drummer beat board. Whoa!
I'll go, send me. Let me go.
Show, get down. We come through, man. We preaching that crown. You know how we do when we spit off the top of the head. We was dead, but now we born. We said, now we walk the walk and talk the talk. I'm from New York, and my man from eBay. I mean, VA, actually ATL, but it's all good. And yo, you know we rock well. I'm not LL, but I will ring bells with my style. Understand, I come through, I be wild. Like the golden child, cousin, watch me smile. Coming through, man. Yo, we pulling all your files and all your papers. It's all good. We coming through and making mad capers. Catching vapors. Yeah. Yo. Ham sandwich out.
Officer Blinky.
Ham sandwich out.
Yep. Yo. Listen up. Here we go. I said the 1, 2, 3. It's all about G.O.G.
Uh-huh.
And if you want to go to the top, you better put him in the right spot. Number one, it's your boy AK, Cook Dog, AKA the drummer Beast Boy, coming to town. We're going to rock this world like you don't know, because Jesus Christ is the number one ham sandwich show on the market. I don't know what I'm going to say, but it's time to do the ham sandwich show. So here we come, baby, and represent, baby, and here we go, break
ham
it down.
Sandwich show. Oh!
Ham sandwich show.
Are you really safe?
Oh, my gosh.
Now, somebody might say, you know what I mean? Yeah, I got saved because I gave my heart to Jesus when I went to the altar. Right? Right? You know what I mean? That's what we say in America. Right?
Yeah.
Somebody might say, well, I got saved because I got a Christian birthday, my second born day. Right? You know what I mean?
I got saved because my mom and dad told me to.
Exactly. I got saved because I grew up in the church.
For sure.
Right? And that's kind of crazy because what happens is they come up, right? Now, this is what usually comes up. This is what usually happens. They come up, they get saved at a concert. Let's say my concert. Let's use me.
Okay.
All right? I'm trying to keep this stuff real.
Keep it real, B.
Y'all mean? They get saved at my concert.
Uh-huh.
They sister, they brother get so happy.
Uh-huh.
Say, thank you for getting my brother saved.
Right.
2 months later, I get a Dear John letter.
Dear John.
Right? I get a Dear John email from a sister or brother like, yeah, Pookie done backslid. You know what I mean? But we still believe in God. Right? You know what I'm saying? Now, everybody that had this happen more than one time.
Right, right.
You got that uncle you've been praying for. Uncle Willie. Uncle, you know what I'm saying? Y'all had a Christmas cantata. The play was spectacular.
For sure.
You know what I mean? The preaching was just awesome. You sitting there with your family.
Woo!
Grandkids and all.
Right.
Niece and nephews. You get emotional.
Right.
Come up, give your heart to the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Next week, you breaking open the corn liquor. You know what I'm saying? I mean, next week, you passing the Dutch on the left-hand side. You know what I mean? You watching skin flicks. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You on tossalads.com.
Playing with your handling Pomelo.
You know what I'm saying? Why does that happen?
Yeah, why?
You know what I mean? Well, I believe I have some biblical basis from it.
Go ahead.
Is that a lot of times these cats get saved because, you know, they're sorry for hurting their family.
Uh-huh.
They feel guilty.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Feels good at the time.
Feels good at the time.
It felt great to do it.
You know what I mean? Family was watching or... You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And they just felt, they might have felt a little pressure.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Everybody saving your family except for you.
I mean, everybody's saving your family. You know what I mean? That's a good point.
Yeah.
So they might have felt a little pressure and they get their heart to God. But they don't do it because they don't feel sorry for sinning.
There you go.
Their main reason for getting saved is a person.
There you go.
A place or a thing.
There you go. Preaching.
You know what I'm saying? So I hurt Jenny, or I got kicked out of my house, or, you know what I'm saying, gunshots went off and barely missed me.
And my boy got shot next to me.
You know what I'm saying? My boy got shot.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Stuff like that. So they get scared and they come to God.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? And we've seen superstars do the same thing.
I don't want to call no names out.
I ain't going to call no names out.
You know what I mean, Mace?
You know what I mean? But we done seen cats jump in, jump out, jump back in, like a game of double dutch.
Ain't like R. Kelly.
You know what I mean? Kells. You know what I mean? Jump in. Jump out. Kelly Price.
Kelly.
Nah, but we ain't gonna call no names, though.
Yeah, I mean, Holla.
You know what I mean?
Dave Holla.
Dave Holla Baxton. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Here's the problem. Then you got your pastor.
Lord, Hammers. Not the pastor.
Talking about if you go ahead and put $100 in the plate.
No, he didn't.
$1,000 in a plate. Give till it hurts. Now, I believe in tithing and offering. I do.
Right, right.
I believe there's a blessing behind it. I believe there's worship.
Right.
But when you start manipulating the money, and the whole blessing is a Benz, it's a house, You're going to get a helicopter. You're going to get a plane. You're going to own an island.
Saints going to pay for your gas bill.
You know what I'm saying? Saints going to pay for your gas bill. You know what I'm saying? You think? I mean, most of these cats think it's a blessing by finding somebody wallet on the floor with money. You know what I'm saying? That's not a blessing. That's somebody else's loss.
For real.
You know what I mean? And this is where it gets dangerous. You know what I mean?
Okay.
When we start focusing on the outside and the material items.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? When we desire to be rich to the point that we try to pimp God.
Jesus, Lord.
You know what I'm saying? We try to pimp. We worship and we praise now all out of because we need something. Not because God is who he is, but because we need something.
Tie my shoe.
See you later, see you later. EDDIE. All right, I'm going to teach y'all some Bible codes.
Go ahead.
You don't speak in tongues. Two Bible codes. Uh-huh. All you got to do is spell Coca-Cola.
Uh-huh.
C-O-A-C-O-L-A. Or just spell Eddie real fast. EDDIE. EDDIE. All right.
So when the Lord hits you, you speak those, people think you just got it. They going to throw $1 million at your feet. They say, oh, this man is anointed. And all he do is saying people's names and buying a Coca-Cola product.
Check this out.
PPI. PPI.
Yes.
Yes. P-P-I.
Oh, yeah. So smooth.
So groovy.
So groovy. You know how he do. Your boy, Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy, Saint Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer Beach Boy.
You know what I mean? We going to smooth it out to you like...
You don't have to worry. You don't have to cry. If we talk about you, it ain't no lie. It's the handshake with you. Don't get yourself dissed. You're acting like a flagrant. We get down like this.
Yo, it's the Ham Sandwich Show, Sean and Cook. Cats wanna sit back and take a look. You know how we do, man, we speak out the book. Yeah, it's called the Bible. Understand, we coming through like a rival. Understand, we running through like a running back. Son, you know we stun them back. It's the Thundermower, Thunderho. When we coming through, everybody wanna know. Up in your nose, just like cocaine blow. But it's all good, Sean Slaughter, know I got the flow. Off the top of the dome is how I spit, like bullets on my lips. Understand I spit like clips, but I'm not a thug, I'm just a Christian. I rap with God, so just listen. You know we got a lesson for you today. It's the Ham Sandwich Show, so throw your hands in the air and say,
you don't have to cry. We don't tell no lies.
Yes, sir.
It's the Ham Sandwich Show.
There it is.
You thought you knew, but now you know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Real smooth, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How we get there? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Here you go.
Okay.
Greek bo, soap bo, grabo, seke. Boto roto, pat, soto, boko, no brete. Rita Bosoka Baxa Baxa. Rita Bosoka Baxa 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 Baxa
Baxa Baxa Baxa Baxa Baxa. I consider myself a godly man. I try to follow the Bible and biblical principles.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And if, you know, I do a lot of traveling, travel around the world doing music and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, and in certain times, man, you know, it's like, you know, I remember one time I did a concert, right?
Right.
And now I went up there and told my whole testimony, son. God delivered me from drugs, alcohol, weed, I ran the whole rap sheet. You know what I mean? I'm married, wife.
For sure.
Kid.
Dawn.
The whole rap sheet.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So shorty, so I go back to the table and sell some CDs.
Right.
So you know what I'm saying, how y'all girls do. First thing y'all want to do, can I get a hug?
For sure.
right? So I'm like, all right, yo. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, I know
so
it.
So I give her like a little one arm halfway jump. You know what I'm saying? Now what I'm gonna say right now is it's gonna be kind of crazy.
Go ahead, say that, James.
All right.
Go ahead.
But a girl asked me if I knew what a 69 was.
God, no, she didn't.
And I said, excuse me? And she said, because if you did, blase, 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 blase. Now, I done ran the whole rap sheet.
So the whole rap sheet.
Off the call and all that, and she's still throwing it. So now I ain't even going front. You know what I mean? I'm not even going front. You know what I'm saying? Because this show is not about front.
For sure. This ain't no front show.
You know what I mean? I went up there and did my thing and all that. And I said no.
For
you know
sure.
what I mean?
I feel you.
But man. Way back in the corner, in the crevice, in the little inch of my mind.
Way back in the bowling alley.
You know what I'm saying? Way back in the gutter. You know what I'm saying? You just start entertaining thoughts. You know? I mean, you ever had that experience, man?
For sure.
You know what I mean? I know you play baseball too.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What state? Norfolk State or something like that?
NSU in the crib.
You know what I mean? Yeah, NSU I mean? In the crib, right?
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Man, I was at college, yo, you know, shorties all over the nation out there, Jay. I'm talking about fat is a goat troop. You know what I mean?
Fat burgers.
Hey, joking. I mean, Jones having women for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then chill on Sunday because the Lord's done. You know what I'm saying?
So hold up,
I respect
hold up.
The Lord on Sunday.
So hold up, son.
Go ahead.
So 6 days a week.
I'm stabbing in and stabbing out.
And then on Sunday.
I'm chilling. I'm playing the drums at church. But Monday through Saturday, pole in the hole, son. That's what it was. I mean, I keep it real.
Question, son. Let me
What's
ask you a
up?
Question, What's son. I got to ask you just this one
What's
question.
Up? What in the ham sandwich?
What's going on these days, man?
Jones can't keep that pita bird.
Yeah.
Woo!
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Not a
thing.
We're kind of everywhere.
Merry Christmas.
Let's dance around, sing on an open fire.
Jack
Frost snipping at your nose. Those been said many times, many ways.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
D.L.
It's a Merry Christmas. Everybody around the tree, sipping on eggnog. It's me and my boy, Cookie. We chillin'. Everybody's just top billing. Now don't go to Walmart and try to steal presents, a PS3, because you might not get in heaven. You might be in hell burning up with Satan. It's all good, we up in here, we not faking. I know it's Christmas and chestnuts, they roasting. I got a prize, I got a toy, and I'm boasting. I got a bike as I'm driving down the street. It's all good, man, you know we got meat in our kitchen. Hey, yo, it's finger licking. Hey, yo, we black people, so we like to eat chicken. Ha.
Yeah. Yeah. This is funny. This dude is hilarious.
Yeah,
so check it. Don't buy no food. Don't buy no shirt.
Uh-huh.
Give God glory because he rose from the dead.
Dirt. Ah.
Jesus is on the main line. He was born in Bethlehem. Yo. In the manger with Joseph, Mary, and the man. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas
to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Do-da. Do-da, do-da,
do-da-day. Culture Radio.
I was in a church. Small church.
Uh-huh.
Just moved to Virginia.
Right.
So I'm in a church, you know what I mean? And usually on Thursday nights, you know what I mean? It'd be a basket full of people up
there. It'd be a six piece nugget, 9 ounce sit for McDonald's up in that joint.
That may be a fistful. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It'd be an Easter basket full. You know what I mean? A carton of egg full. Now maybe about a carton of eggs up in that joint,
oh,
right?
Oh man.
So even with that, sometimes cash just wouldn't show up, son.
For sure.
You know what I mean? And I try to be faithful, man. I travel a lot, but when I'm home, man, I really try to go to church and get poured in.
Right.
And so I remember one time, man, I went, man, and ain't nobody show up for the choir. Right? So, y'all know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? It was just like, it was getting kind of hectic. So, she kind of looked at me and was like, you know, you want to come up and help us sing?
Right.
You know what I mean? Now, thank God I want no mass murderer. You know what I mean? Because they ain't know me from Nathaniel Jehangton. You know what I'm saying? They just call me up. I was, you know, brand spanking new in the church, but we had built a little relationship, whatever. So I goes up. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what we sang that night. We sang, I ain't know half the words, man. You know what I mean? Now, as time went on, I decided to join the praise team, join the choir.
Right.
So I'm singing in the choir, man. And, but I had to start learning.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I start listening to cats.
Right.
Listening to how they singing.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? When she was telling me how to, you know what I'm saying, how to move my voice and all that type
for
stuff.
For sure, for sure.
You know what I mean? And eventually, I became pretty decent.
That's all right.
I became an all right singer, man.
Because you practice.
Right.
Okay.
So what you're saying is that because I practiced, I became better.
That's right.
So I can't just get up there and depend on the Holy Spirit, you know what I'm saying, without no practice.
You can't. You have to practice. You can't be going up there not practicing, trying to sing Friend to God up there. Don't even know the words. Don't know how the melody go. You try to sing Friend to God. You're going to make a fool of yourself up there.
You're trying to sing a Donald Lawrence song with 13 key changes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then when the joint don't jump off, they fake shout.
They start speaking in tongues and stuff.
You know what I'm saying? Start speaking in tongues. Rebuckadis. You know what I'm saying? Rebuckadis. You know what I mean? You stole my hand. He's talking about me. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. That's crazy, son.
You know what I mean? And try to throw in some fake tongue to get it going because you ain't practiced, man.
You ain't practiced.
My pops always told me this one thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
He said, you prepare. You know what I'm saying? And this is for anything.
Anything.
You know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes to ministry.
For sure.
You prepare like God's not going to show up.
Right.
Then when you get on stage, you depend on God like you never prepared.
That's crazy, man. That's a powerful statement, man.
You prepare like God's not going to show up. You practice like God ain't going to be there. It's going to be all you. Then when you get on stage, you give it to God like you ain't never practiced.
Yeah.
It's the Ham Sandwich Show.
Yeah.
The Ham Sandwich Show.
Yo.
Ham Sandwich Show.
Ham Sandwich Show.
Ham Sandwich Show. You know how we do.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, it's the Ham Sandwich Show for all you busters. When we coming through, we gonna spread it like mustard. Spread the word about the truth and these preachers and these facts. Don't understand, we gonna hit you straight
what?
In the back. It's Cookie and Sean Slaughter. Please, you rock the beat to sleep just like my daughter. And yeah. Don't laugh because we talking about these cats trying to drive a Lex and don't even know the path to heaven. It's all good, it's like 7-Eleven, big bites and drinks. When I come through, man, you're preaching stinks. I don't even mean to say nothing. Please, you try to rap for links. Gold and platinum, I be coming through you. And I'm looking at them like, dude, you're not even telling the truth. So I pass the mic to my man Cook in the booth.
A lot of people going home. By the sides of the ring won't be loud.
Uh-huh. Okay.
There's a whole lot of people, whole lot of people, whole lot of people going home.
For all those that don't know what a sniper is, let me explain what a sniper is. You're just a man, you know what I mean? Hardworking man, 9 to 5. You know what I'm saying? You work down at the shipyard. Somebody come to you and tell you about Jesus.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So, you like, you know what? I would like to learn more about this Jesus. Correct. Where can I go to church? Right? So they tell you to go to, you know what I'm saying, APMP. You know what I mean? Pastor Boonche Boonche preaching. So you walk him in the church, right? And, you know what I'm saying, you ask the usher for a seat. Usher take you to your seat. Now, the first thing you notice is not the pastor, not the deacons or the elders, not the word of God being preached.
Right.
Not the color of the carpet, the chandelier. Not the choir singing.
Right.
Or the drummer drumming.
There you go.
The first thing you notice is some old shorty sitting in the front with her back out like a card table. Right? So you go to the joint to get right.
There you go.
And the first thing you see is booty.
Yeah. Booty delicious.
Right? Now. So you like, all right, let me just chill. Try to get my praise on, right?
Uh-huh.
Next thing you know, she turn around.
Uh-huh.
Her girlfriend turn around. And right in the middle of worship, they whispering. And looking back at you.
For sure.
Right? Now, mom, you just got invited to church.
Right.
You the new boy in the church.
Right.
Come up in there looking clean, braids fresh, suit tight.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Gators glistening.
Correcto.
And it seems like that these shorties are scheming on you.
Okay.
Now, this is what we call a sniper.
Sniper.
The definition of a sniper is a girl.
Uh-huh.
In the church.
Right.
Faithfully goes to church.
Right.
Probably singing in the choir.
Right.
Probably ushering. Probably watching the kids.
Uh-huh.
She faithfully goes to church, but when new young men come into church, their number one goal is to ride ponies. Huh?
Pony up.
Yo, DJ 13 holding it down, Los Angeles, California. Heads up FM, respectfully. Yo, I just got to say congratulations, big ups on the 100th episode. Man, you guys have been banging, keeping the real, just bringing it hard, and we appreciate y'all. And so Sean, Cook, and True Asia, just want to give you huge love, and God bless y'all. All right?
Yo, Sean, this is Volsia, a.k.a. the Christian gospel rapper, rapper A.O. Mega Global Military, a.k.a. that Jesus shit. Yo, Sean, I can't get enough of this show, B. Cook Dog, Sean. The show is hilarious, man. Insightful. I can't get enough of it, man. I'm sitting here listening to it with my wife as we getting ready for work. Bumping it in my car. I'm at work. Yeah, I can't get enough of it, man. The show is crazy, man. God bless y'all. I'm tuned in, man. I'm tuned in. One.
Shouts out to my guys, the Wedding and Ham Sandwich Show on your 100th show. This is your Fambino, DJ Born Again. Amplify Christ. If it ain't born again, it ain't spinning. From the Shy to the Pray area. Grace and peace. God bless my guys. Peace.
Hey, my name is Marquisha, and I'd like to say congratulations to my dog, Cookie, my dog, Sean. I'd like to say congratulations. Yeah, I want y'all to keep it going. All right? This is Marquisha Boucher, Shay Shay. Holla. You feel me?
Yo, What in the Ham Sandwich Show. This is your boy down here in Tulsa giving you a big shout-out on your 100th episode. You know, a lot of shows end up dying out and don't even make it this far. So y'all keep doing what you're doing and keep, you know, bringing out those fake church gangsters and all those other fools and mainly, you know, Bishop Boonche Boonche that wants to get your check and not really teach you about Jesus. All right, then, y'all keep doing what you're doing.
Yo, what's going on? Sean Slaughter, Cook Dog, and also True Asian. It's your boy Boss, I'm Official Boss Radio, man. Just want to congratulate you dudes on the 100th episode, man. That's a blessing. That's definitely a milestone. Just pray y'all keep doing y'all thing, man. Because you know what? 100 episodes, that's off the Shablanganator. Word. Holla at your homie.
This is Brother P giving a shout out to the What in the Ham Sandwich Show with Sean Slaughter, Cook Dog, and True Angel. Next year, let's try to put some beef on the menu. All these jams.
What's up, it's your boy Juggernaut. Big shouts out to the Ham Boys on your 100th show. I just want to give y'all props. Appreciate what y'all doing. Keep staying on the grind. Keep doing what y'all doing for the Lord. Peace. I'm out.
What's going on with your family, man? I want to celebrate with you guys, man, for making a honey bun. You know what I mean? Y'all got the little honey bun, man, 100. Keeping it 100, man, with the Ham Show. It's your boy, man, Q-Heen the Redeemed, a.k.a. Hammy Davis Jr., you feel me?
Hey, yo, what's up, Ham Sandwich, man? It's your boy, Fully Full. Man, I've been a long-time listener of y'all, man. And all I want to say is congratulations to y'all 100, you know, episode. Hope to hear that 1,000 episode in the future. And last but not least, y'all really do say what I really want to say, but I just can't say it, you know, because just because where you at in the environment, you just can't say the things you want to say. But, man, y'all be saying it. Y'all be keeping it 100, man. I appreciate y'all for that. So, y'all keep it 100, y'all. God bless.
Yo, what up? Cook, Sean, Treasure. Just want to say congrats on the 100th episode. Keeping it 100 on the 100th episode. Thanks for the fullest tongue. Keep it. And God bless. Congrats.
Yo, what up? This is Johnny from Dallas, Texas, and I want to congratulate Sean Slaughter, Cook Dog, and True Asia on your 100th show.
Yo, 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 congratulations on your 100th show. I'm a new member, just been 2 months in the making of a new member, Adeem Hack. So, congratulations, you kosher hammers, and we'll see you later, alligators. Hallelujah.
Hey, what's up, One Ham Sandwich? Your boy Jay from the Bronx just came to wish y'all a happy 100th episode anniversary. Keep up the good work and keep still up with the ministry. And have a great day.
Hey, Sean, Cook, and True Asia, it's one of your jamones. That's in Spanish for ham. So my name is David, calling from Bend, Oregon, calling to congratulate you guys from the 100th show. And you guys are a blessing to me, blessing to my friends that listen to you guys. And, you know, you guys are going to go big, and I'm going to try to spread the word from you guys. So God bless you guys, and peace.
Yo, Sean, Cook, True Asia. This is Tommy Jones again, North Carolina, Fayetteville. Always listening to the Ham Show. Just wanted to call and let y'all know that I'm proud of y'all for what you're doing. Your 100th episode coming up. Congratulations for turning 100 and keeping it 100. Turning 100 and keeping it 100. But anyway, man, congratulations, y'all. Keep doing what you do, man. Nothing like the Ham Show, son. That's real talk.
Check one, check two. Yeah.
What's the dealio?
Ain't no rules in California, baby.
But show.
Even though we're in Virginia.
But sheezy.
Now I miss the Ham Sandwich Show.
But show.
Y'all cats ain't ready.
You ain't ready for this beat.
It's the unadulterated troop.
Ha-cha-cha-ba-cha-ba.
Yo.
It's the Ham Sandwich Show. Cat, you thought you knew, but now you thought you know. B.A.'s finest. Cookie and Sean Slaughter. Yeah, we got the show locked down. We behind you. Yeah, we so grimy on the beat and the mic. Understand we say things you might not like. But if you don't like us, then go get a Bible and you might be our rival, man. It's so suicidal. It's like pulling a rifle in your face. If you don't know the Jesus, man, get up in your place. Understand, yo, we all up in your space. Everybody knows we all up in your face with the truth. Gospel, man, so hostile. What you gonna do? Call us the last apostle. On the earth, with the soul of the earth, taking over the turf. Yo, show a football of birth. We've sat in service and, you know what I'm saying? For those that go to church where, you know, the pastor might come out, you know, maybe like an hour and a half later after the worship start, you know what I mean? Unfortunately. Well, sometimes when he comes down, right, he got like all these people behind him.
Like an entourage or something.
You know what I mean? Like the military. You know what I'm saying? And they follow him. They carrying various items. Some carrying a towel. You know what I mean? Some got the water. You know what I mean? Some got mints. You know what I mean? Some got, you know what I mean? I don't know, cologne. I don't know what they got.
Deodorant.
A bunch of stuff. You know what I mean? Now, in some places, some church, they call these armor bearers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sure you've seen it before.
I've seen it.
You know what I'm saying? Now, the thing I want to know about an armor bearer is, what in a ham sandwich is an armor bearer?
What in a ham sandwich armor bearer? I don't know what it is.
I mean, because I done seen these dudes spit shine shoes. I done seen them cut grass. I done seen them take the kids to Chuck E. Cheese.
They paid the pastor tithe to themselves.
You know what I mean? Out of their own, I mean, 7-Eleven money. You know what I mean? I done seen cats button shirts, ironing clothes. You know what I mean? Painting the office.
Zip up their zipper when they used to bathroom.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Almost like coming to America. Well, you know what I'm saying? With Eddie Murphy.
One shake or two.
You know what I mean? Ah! Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Ham sandwich. Show.
For sure.
Sean Slaughter.
St. Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. That Drummer Beach Ball.
Yeah. Yo. We in the building, chilling. Understand I'm coming through, everybody's illin'. Understand we got the style that's so hot. Off the top, you know the style that'll drop. Sean Slaughter, Cook Dog, you know the deal. Ham sandwich show, yeah, we keep it real. Understand you're gonna catch me on your radio. Everybody listen to Sean Stereo. I'm not busting the rhymes, but I will bust a rhyme. I be coming through when I spit it one time. Understand it's the ham sandwich show. Thought you knew, now you know, let's go. Sean Slaughter, I flow off the top of the dome. Understand we going home to heaven. Yo, a praise to the 7. Understand we stay open just like 7-Eleven. Oh! It's that thing that we spittin'. Understand the beat I'm gripping. I'm never slipping, not tipping. Cats be tripping. What you gonna do when I punch you in your lip? In? Ha ha! Yo, I'm just kidding. When I come through, man, yo, you straight smitten. Cause you love the show, it's off the top. Off the dome, cats, they wanna go pop. I won't go pop, but I'll go hip hop. Everybody wanna walk around and flip flops. I'm not from Puerto Rico, but I be coming through with cats be like, yo, who's that Pico? I don't know what that means. It's all good, yo, we crawl up on the scene. Understand I got a girl that's real mean. Cats understand like they wanna be lean. Backer, yo, I just track her. Cats like you. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how we do, kid.
Yeah. Yo,
you know what I mean?
Yo,
the bling backer.
This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. I use the bathroom because it's on lock. This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. I'm hungry. I want to eat a Big Mac pot. This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. PS3 on the block. Wop, wop. This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. The hands with show is on the block.
Wow.
We back.
The divorce rate right now is hovering right around 50%.
That is ridiculous.
One out of every two people is getting divorced. Yeah.
That's sad.
Why's that happening, son? A lot of people get divorced, son.
Is it in three teams? Money,
right?
Sex, and communication.
Come on, B. You know what I'm saying? Now, here's what kills me, though. And we all human.
Go ahead.
Ain't nobody exempt from nothing.
For sure.
But there's some very big stars and popular people.
Big stars and popular people.
Bishops and all that. That we look up to. You know what I'm saying?
Artists.
I ain't gonna mention no names. Stead Clamming. Love it.
William Burphy.
That's that. Bonet. You know what I mean? Sklolanda Skladdums. You know what I mean? And I want you to understand this.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not judging them.
Right.
This is public knowledge.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is public knowledge. And just because they're superstars does not exempt them from family problems.
There you go.
Okay?
There you go, for sure.
But it's hard, man, to see a bishop, a pastor, an artist that you respect, and their marriage don't work.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? And it really makes you wonder, man. You know what I'm saying? Are we really following God concerning our marriage? You know what I'm saying? Are we... Is young dudes just getting married because You know what I mean? Look like they got a pickle in their pocket. You know what I mean?
Yo,
I'm tripping.
Yo, that's hot. Yo, yo, yo. I looked out the window and what did I see? Uh-huh. The old bald-headed Chinese. My mama told me to open the door. I opened the door. He fell on the floor. My mama told me to give him a drink. I gave him a drink. He swapped the sink. My mama told me to give him a ride. I gave him a ride. He followed that. He found a dad. Hell, sir, he followed a dad for. Oh, I'm not finna. My mama told me to bury him deep. I bury him deep. He stuck out his feet. My mama told me to push it back in. I push it back in. He jumped the broke wind.
Yo.
What the hell, sandwich?
Son, what is you talking about, son? Hey, yo. Basically, I'm going to give y'all just a little sample of this preaching. You know what I mean?
All right.
Just help me out a little bit, man. You know what I mean?
All right.
Because, you know, these kind of preachers, they can't preach unless somebody's talking to them.
Right.
You know what I mean? They need a cheerleader. All
right? Right.
So basically, this is how the preaching sounds. You see?
Uh-huh.
God is good.
Yes.
All the time.
He's good. That's right.
And all the time.
Uh-huh.
God is good.
Preach it.
Now, his goodness.
Uh-huh.
And his godness.
Uh-huh.
Is all the timeness.
Come on, preacher.
Yeah, I ain't saying that. See, now, when God's goodness all the time, and his goodness is God all the time, the all the timeness combines the godness and the goodness, so the goodness becomes God. So God equally and co-sharing his goodness with his godness becomes Jesus. Yeah, y'all didn't hear that.
Jesus Mary J. Blige. Come on, pastor.
And that's what I'm talking about.
That don't make no... Now, what the ham sandwich?
In the ham sandwich... What is these cats talking about,
bro? I don't even know. You just lost me.
You know what I mean? What are they saying? So then the people, they leave the church.
Uh-huh.
They confused. They done shouted. They done sweated up. You know what I mean? They done throw their hats, their handkerchiefs and all that. And they go home and they learn nothing.
They split the dress up. Weave came out the hair. Wig coming off.
You know what I mean? They had a good time. They was partying.
That's all they were doing.
But they learned absolutely nothing.
Nathaniel Johnson, they ain't learned nothing.
Now I'm gonna keep it real, man.
Keep it real.
You know what I mean? As a you know what I'm saying, a holy hip-hop artist, man.
Uh-huh.
Does a lot of traveling, do about 100 concerts a year. You know what I mean? My man Cook Dog, you know what I'm saying? He on the drums with me in concert.
Right.
You know what I mean? He administered himself, man. We a powerhouse.
Right.
You know what I mean? I felt like, you know what? I really feel compelled to go to college or something. Man.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because some of these cats, son, they don't know Nathaniel about the Bible, son.
Nathan.
All right? Now, check this out.
Uh-huh.
Why have I just done them?
Stun them just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
So we don't want them to get mad now.
You know what I mean? We don't want them to get tight. We're just going to give you a little bit of thunnage.
Thunology. Some thunology.
All right? This is Proverbs 4:7-8.
Okay.
It says, the beginning of wisdom is this.
Uh-huh.
Get wisdom.
Uh-huh.
Skillful and godly wisdom.
Uh-huh.
For skillful and godly wisdom is the principal thing.
Mm.
And with all you have gotten, get understanding.
Mm.
Discernment.
Mm.
Comprehension. And interpretation.
G-duh. G-duh.
Prize wisdom highly and exalt her, and she will exalt and promote you.
Mm.
She will bring you to honor when you embrace her.
God Almighty.
You know why a lot of times church ain't growing?
Why?
Because if the preacher ain't got understanding, the people ain't gonna get understanding.
Come on, brother.
If the preacher ain't got discernment, the people is not gonna get discernment. You gotta stop preaching regurgitated sermons. Stop watching Jake's on TBN and then preaching a joint that morning. Stop going conference to conference, cherry picking sermons and then preaching something.
You tried the microwave sermons then.
You know what I mean? The hungry man dinner sermons.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know what it is, foe. Yeah. It's the Ham Sandwich Show, kid.
For sure.
What up, son?
What up, kid?
You got something for this show right here? You know how we do at the beginning of the show. That foolish rap.
You go ahead, yo. I go out to you, yo.
Hey, yo, it's Slaughter. Cook, we come through. Understand, we crack open the book called the Bible. See, we got so many rivals, but when we come on, yo, we splash like a tidal wave. Understand, cats better behave. Yo, we get the shovel and we dig them out of the grave. Got the Jesus song, bring the Jesus gong. Everybody jump all aboard and come along on a ride with the ham sandwich. You know how it is. We coming through when we preach to the little kids and the big adults and you fast shorties trying to throw booty. Please, I don't want no cooties, cause I'm not like 7 years old. Plus, I don't got gold in my mouth. I'm not from down south. I'm from up north. But my boys from VA, it's all good, man. You know how we play. Hey, yo, Group Crew One, peace, dudes. We coming through. Yo, we eat the track like food. You know how we do, man. We getting real rude when we put the smack down. These cats, they better back down, because Christ is coming back like a thief in the night. Understand these dudes better just take flight like Jordan. Back in the days, we coming through. Hey, yo, let me cut the freestyle, man.
Oh my gosh!
I could have kept going, so, but yo. I we're gonna do a show.
Yo!
You know what I mean?
Oh my! Yo, this your boy, Saint Nick, AA Cook Dog, AAK, the drummer, bass boy. I wanna eat some chitlins, ham hock, fat, cube cup. What you gonna do? You don't know that I like McDonald's, hamburger, Hardee's, Wendy's, Burger King, Coca Cola, Rallies. And ham cheeseburger paradise. So what? I like to eat food. I like to play the drum. Do the rolls, do the clothes. Don't you know my mama's gold? I like ham sandwiches, grilled cheese, and spaghetti sauce. Woo!
Do the huckabuck. Do the huckabuck. Do the huckabuck. If you in church, you love God. Do the huckabuck. If you're sweating all up, do the huckabuck. If you got on high heels, do the huckabuck. If you cast the Holy Spirit, do the huckabuck. If you got a big blessing, do the huckabuck. But no, there's a little problem with my space, yo.
What's the problem, man?
I'm saying. Alright, here's one of the problems, yo. I go to church.
Me too.
I see one of my homeboys there.
For sure.
One of my youngins.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Say what's up to him. See how he's doing. You know what I mean? He talking to me, keeping it all cool. You know what I'm saying? I can especially at my old church. There's one dude I'm thinking of, right? I talk to the dude. You know what I'm saying? He's cool, all that type of stuff, right? You know what I mean? I go to his MySpace. This dude is cussing like a Navy sailor, yo. He got shorties all over the joint.
For sure.
He got a picture of him with his shirt open. Got a chest like a bird. You know what I'm saying? Talking about he about 21. No, he only 14 years old.
Oh, my Lord.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, yo, how come when all of a sudden you get to MySpace, it becomes this imaginary fantasy land where all of a sudden you transform to somebody brand new? You feel what I'm saying, son?
For sure, man. I feel you.
Why is that, yo?
I don't know, man. I have no... It's like y'all be at the church praising the Lord to my Jesus born. You know what I mean? He the greatest man of all time.
Right.
Y'all get on MySpace and become American Bandstand out that thing. MySpace Idol.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all got your chest hanging out. Girls bending over and stuff. Oh,
let's not even talk about that.
You know what I'm saying? Looking at, like, giving lap dances up there and stuff. Showing videos. Talking about put me in your pocket.
You know what I'm saying? Full moon. Full moon.
You know what I mean? Talking about you say, though. Man, that's crazy, man.
You know what I mean? You're up in church raising your hand.
For sure.
I go to your MySpace hoping to see a picture of you.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I see a picture of the moon, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Mix set one. Song one. Young Joshua. Old Me. Mix set two. Song one. Psy. Featuring Young Joshua. Godzilla. Mix set three. Von Vargas and MOG Showtime. Going ham.